for far too long, we've been taking templates from England and right across the public service and different services. And we have to look at the road network that we have in Ireland, and especially rural Ireland as well. It's completely different. Our road network wouldn't be as advanced as a lot of the road networks that they have in England, and particularly a huge rural county like Donegal, which is served all by road. It's the only form of transport basically that we have, and it has been a huge issue for many families and many people in the last number of years, as the response times by the ambulance teams. And, you know, I think it's something that we need to be looking at again. And we have had many cases in the last number of years where people have been very frustrated and annoyed. And indeed, you know, these have been in the national media. And I would call upon the HSE to get back to the drawing board. And I think every area has to be looked at, you know, in its own landscape. And then Donegal definitely merits a special case in that. And it's something that, in fairness to the people at the coalface, the ambulance people themselves, I think they deserve to be listened to first aid, because they're the people who's on the ground, they're the people who know the area best. And I think for people just to be setting out a template from somewhere else and saying we can roll this out in Ireland and it'll work the same, that's not the case and it won't work. So I think the senior people within the HSE and ambulance service has to relook at the service and make sure that we have adequate resources in place. And there's many different areas in Donegal that have not had adequate resources in place. And
one of the arguments being made in this report is there are some areas where people obviously would like to see ambulances based, but those areas can have as few as one emergency call per week, and that from a cost-benefit analysis, it simply cannot be justified spending the money to do that.
I think it's time we get back to providing a service for people. I've witnessed this in the last number of years where all of a sudden people have become statistics and you know, we're just stats for this and stats for that. We're there to serve the needs of the people, and whether somebody lives in a rural part of Ireland or a rural part of Donegal, I think they deserve a service as well. We would have had this back many years ago, and we have a lot of good qualified people out there who have a huge contribution to make. Donegal's a huge council, a huge county. We have a huge geographical spread in the county, and there's many areas that's not been properly serviced by ambulance. And then we have a situation here in a large town like Letterkenny that when something happens in and around the town, that there's no ambulance available, and the ambulance has to come from other places. And that happened very recently as well. So I think we have to get back to the drawing board and listen to the people who's on the ground, and that is the paramedics themselves who know the challenges of providing that service on a daily basis. And I think it's something that we owe the people to make sure that we have an adequate ambulance service in place that meets the needs of the people.
Is it time for a forum that brings in all the various interested parties, the people themselves, the paramedics, as you say, the HSE themselves, and perhaps yourselves as councillors and politicians as well?
Well, I would have every confidence in the paramedics that's on the ground. They know the job best. They've been providing that service. They're at the cold face. And I think if their concerns are taken on board, I'm not one that's for setting up a forum again for the sake of it. I think if the people that's on the ground, if their concerns are taken on board, they've been providing a service, some of them for a number of years, and a very good service, I may add. But we have to get back to that and forget about the templates that have worked in England or worked somewhere elsewhere, because the road network that they have in them places is much better than the rural network that we have. And as I said, you know, you have national primary roads, you have secondary roads, and then you have local roads. And I think whatever we can do to advance the ambulance service, then we should put the resources into that.